are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If your Social Security benefits have been denied, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns! Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm back here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Andrew Gribble, senior staff writer, will be with us at the top of the hour. Talk about his time down in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl. Also, conversations he had with Ray Farmer about how he evaluates college quarterbacks and defensive linemen. That certainly will be an interesting discussion. That's coming up there. Got a couple questions from Twitter. Want to answer very quickly. Somebody said, please clarify, would Gordon occupy a roster spot while he is suspended? No. The answer is no. He will not be paid. He's not allowed in the team facility. He will not be in nothing. Absolutely. Basically, it's as if he is not here, so that will be it. So there you go. Basically, he's not a part of the organization. They just own the rights to his contract when he gets reinstated to the National Football League. So otherwise, no. We've got Gordon in Cleveland now on Josh Gordon. What's up, Gordon?
Hey, what's going on? First of all, the NFL is a complete joke, just an absolute mockery. Ray Rice beats his fiance like an animal, okay, gets into a boxing match with her, gets a two-game suspension. Josh Gordon allegedly is drinking booze and or smoking pot. Okay, it's not the 1950s, and he's done for the year. Something does not make sense with that. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but it doesn't add up. So basically the NFL is saying it's okay to beat your girlfriend, but God forbid you're smoking pot. I don't understand it. It's insane.
It is insane, but again, it's there. And I made this argument. I was full board on it. But now Josh Gordon at this point, you know, he just can't abide by the rules. And whether you agree with the rules or I agree with the rules, and necessarily I agree with you. I don't think marijuana should be any type of a punishment for them at all, really. It just that's the way that it is. You know, it is what it is. And you sign on that. It's collectively bargained. You know the rules. You know how you're going to be tested. You know the standards. You know everything. And at this point, this isn't like I was very upset with the last one because I felt like he barely it was, you know, the standard for marijuana was so low.
Yeah,
it was too low. He barely passed one sample. He didn't pass the other one. So I thought there was a lot around that they could have been wiser with, and they did not. But, you know, it is a repeated thing with him. He knows what he's signing up for. And at some point, you know, you can even if somebody like me finally gets tired of defending and tired of making excuses, You just gotta deal with it. You gotta live within the rules that you have signed up for. And I'm pretty sure most of us would say if we had the opportunity to make $50 million and they said you can't pass certain thresholds of marijuana or alcohol use, you'd probably use them and then be like, you know what? I'm a football player. I'll be out of here, out of the league by the time I'm in my mid-30s at the absolute latest, most likely the early 30s. I have my whole life after that to live, and I will have money will never be a concern with me, and I could build a house out of marijuana and smoke the house if I feel like it.
That's so true. And again, the other thing that I want to address from an NFL standpoint, and this is not coming from a place of defense, this is just how I feel, is everyone must understand that the domestic abuse side of the collectively bargained agreement really didn't exist. So Ray Rice and the case and the way it was handled and him beating his wife, we're not saying smoking pot and beating your wife are even or one's greater than the other.
Well, I'll say one's worse.
Beating your wife
is much worse.
Sure, it definitely is. But I meant within the, you know, what should garner a suspension and what should not. I think the way in which Ray Rice and his situation was handled caught the NFL offhand, which is why they're taking such an aggressive approach to change the collective bargaining agreement, adding that aspect. You see the no more campaigns that have been, you know, thrusted into the commercials that are advertised throughout NFL football games and not NFL football games. But the one thing that is a standard is, as you said, if you have a significant amount of money and they say, you know, you can't eat, or you can't drive this style of car, you can't drive any car that costs more than $30,000 during your NFL career, but you're making $50 million, drive a Yugo for 10 years, and when you're done, buy a yacht, a plane, a Lambo, whatever you want when you're done. And I think that is where the NFL beats its chest on these types of issues is, we told you no, you got into stage one. We told you don't do it again. You did it again. You're going to stage two. You know, and then they start to throw a thicker book at you as you continue to say, because to them, that's throwing up the bird. That's literally saying, I don't respect the Shield. I don't respect you, Roger Goodell. I don't respect. And in this case, with Josh Gordon, it's now, and with this number of offenses, to me, if I were his teammate, it's, I don't respect you teammates. I don't respect you Cleveland Browns, which is why I say you part ways so that no more is Josh Gordon defaming this organization.
Right. Right. And that's the issue. Now, you know, right, because he's still a Cleveland Brown. If he does something else, it's Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon, and he could while he's suspended. I'm sure he's going to be tested while he's suspended trying to apply for reinstatement.
And just quick note is that's why the owner who came out and spoke about the Ray Rice issue, whether he was lying about it or not, made the snap decision to cut ties with Ray Rice and say Ray Rice will never be a Baltimore Raven again. Why? Because as the owner of a multi-billion-dollar business, he and what the Baltimore Raven means to him, the people that work for the Ravens, the team, and what that organization is and all their fans never want again to be Ray Rice associated with that Baltimore Ravens. He cut that tie immediately. So it's Ray Rice, former Baltimore Raven. So yes, in some cases it'll be come up, but he didn't, you know, he would still be reading the Riot Act if he was still actively a part of the Ravens and they were defending him and still figuring out he was serving a 3-year suspension, hoping that one day Ray Rice can do some positive as a Raven. No, cut the tie, go be somewhere else.
Go be somewhere else, and we'll see if that's the way the Browns feel. I think ultimately they have plenty of time to make this decision. It's not something that has to be rushed because he's not playing football this year for anybody if, in fact, the reports are true about his suspension. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two coming up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4. We'll talk a little bit about last night's WWE Royal Rumble. Not a good day for The Miz, who was with us on Friday. Andrew Gribble will be with us, the Browns senior staff writer. We'll talk Pro Bowl. We have some interviews with Joe Thomas, Dante Whitner, and Joe Hayden. Deflategate and more. Your reaction to this Josh Gordon situation at 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4.